You know, as they were saying all those kind words this morning and again this evening, I thought of a story I heard many years ago about a young man that had just been preaching a short time, and he was being introduced, and the man who was introducing him was very effusive in his compliments, and the young man sitting over there on a sedalia, and he kept saying, "Oh, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that, you know, but I sure appreciate it, you know." And so when he got up to speak, he said, "Well, I didn't appreciate a thing he said, but I sure do deserve it." Would you turn to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, please, and beginning in verse 14. This is a little broader than my assignment, but I'd like to get the entire thought, and this begins in verse 14. He says, "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity, or what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what portion hath a believer with an unbeliever?" And this, I think, is right at the center of the thing. What portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God, even as God said, "I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Now, I realize this is not a popular passage with a great number of people. Some people don't like to read it or to even think about what is required from this passage. There are a great number that simply ignore it, or at least pay very little or no attention to it. But the people of God are to be separate. They are not to associate or to be close bosom friends with unbelievers, with infidels, with the immoral. And this is not to make them miserable or because they think they're better than anybody else or to show favoritism. It's to keep them faithful, free from immorality and false doctrine and perverted worship. You know, they're to be people after God's own heart. And that means that they're to be righteous, they're to be loving, they're to be pure, they're to be holy, even as He is holy. 1 Peter 1 and verses 15 and 16. God has never allowed His people to mix with the ungodly. Every time man has ignored this principle, it has brought disaster on him. And you can see this in both the patriarchal and the Hebrew period. And yet it is a failing that a great number of our brethren seem determined to repeat time after time. You would think that they would learn from history, but it seems they don't. Of course, the world, as well as those in false religions, have always had a negative effect on the people of God. In the 6th chapter of Genesis, beginning in verse 2, it said that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives. Of course, that was the beginning of their trouble. We're also told in that same passage that Jehovah saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And so we're told that it repented Jehovah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart, and he determined that he was going to destroy man that he had created. And indeed he did. In that new earth after the flood, and of course there was only one family alive, it wasn't long until we come to the time of Abraham, and God told Abraham in Genesis 12 and verse 1, of course he'd told him before that, we're reminded in 7th chapter of Acts, that God told him to get out of his country and away from his kindred into a land that he would show him. He was to separate himself from the people who were wicked. And in Genesis 18 and verse 19, we're told what made Abraham so different from the people around him. He said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. And that's what he was after. Of course, he lived as a stranger in a